Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So his second Oval Office speech really marked an important milestone for President Obama.
An official milestone,
yes, indeed. He addressed the nation last night from the Oval Office, marking the official end to combat operations in Iraq.
Tonight, I am announcing that the American combat mission in Iraq has ended. Operation Iraqi Freedom is over, and the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for the security of their country.
This new operation will be called New Dawn, according to the president, but the theme throughout the speech was praising the troops.
Our troops are the steel in our ship of state, and though our nation may be traveling through rough waters, they give us confidence that our course is true and that beyond the pre-dawn darkness, better days lie ahead.
Could you find a takeaway from the speech last night, which covered a lot of ground, even though it was quite short? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And we are thrilled to have Kathleen Hall Jamison, Professor of Communications and Director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, with us this morning. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
You know, you've taken the sort of rhetorical temperature of Obama's speeches in the past for us. I'm wondering where you'd put this on the Fahrenheit scale. Is this a hot one, or it felt kind of cool to me?
It was a speech that had so much tension inside it that it's difficult to make sense of. It was also a speech that was delivered with a sense of detachment that's coming to characterize some parts of the rhetoric of the Obama presidency.
And that detachment is a problem. I mean, and with that detachment comes a certain kind of ambivalence. Listen to this.
Of course, violence will not end with our combat mission. Extremists will continue to set off bombs, attack Iraqi civilians, and try to spark sectarian strife. But ultimately, these terrorists will fail to achieve their goals.
So, our mission in Iraq is not over, even though combat is over, right?
Yes, and the war isn't over. The war is winding down, in the words of the speech. And so the problem for the American people is going to be, you hear segments of the speech to say, we did it, Iraqi freedom is over, we are winding down, combat mission is over. But in fact, as the president admits, there's probably going to continue to be violence, and unstated, there are going to be American deaths. And as a result, people are going to look back at the speech potentially and say, why was this an historic moment? What did it actually mark? The real question for the speech is going to be, what do the American people see in the aftermath of this? Is a coalition government actually formed and formed quickly? Is it stable? Does it bring democracy to the Middle East? How many lives are going to be lost and how much more treasure is spent on this war? Unanswered questions. Hence, not really a speech that drew a war to a close.
Well, given that ambivalence and circumstances that, as you describe, are in a certain extent out of the president's control at this point, did he rhetorically handle that well? Did he give the sense that he's taking the bull by the horns here? Or it felt a little passive to me.
It felt as if the situation was going to be in the control of others. Key word, taking the lead. They're not going to be totally in charge. The U.S. is still there. The U.S. is still going to be there for counterinsurgency, for example. And as a result, he's in a difficult situation. He can't really claim that we're not there, and yet we're no longer completely responsible there. It gives a speech a sense that he's not really in command. We're not really in control, and there's lack of finality in the speech. That's going to mean that the speech is going to have trouble standing historically well. But he had to express that kind of reservation, because otherwise that speech would come back and bite him historically. People would say, you promised something you didn't deliver.
Well, let me play you another clip that interested me.
Unfortunately, over the last decade, we've not done what's necessary to shore up the foundations of our own prosperity. We spent $1 trillion at war, often financed by borrowing from overseas. This, in turn, has shortchanged investments in our own people and contributed to record deficits. For too long, we have put off tough decisions on everything from our manufacturing base to our energy policy to education reform.
So, Kathleen Hall Jamieson of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, to me that sounds like the president, now that the Iraq combat troop mission is over, now that Afghanistan has a clear timeline to remove troops, whether that stands or not, it sounds like he's ready to say, look, that was the main reason our economy tanked, and so therefore, now that it's over, we can move on.
It also can be read to indict the Bush administration for the expenditure in getting us into the war. But more interestingly, the past decade includes a year and a half on President Obama's watch. It constitutes a form of self-indictment, if one hears it that way, and raises the question, well, why weren't you focused on the economy solely? Were you distracted by this war? And that interpretation, if you hear that as an audience member, is very problematic for Barack Obama, because I think he meant to argue he was simultaneously doing everything he could about the economy and prosecuting this war as well as the war in Afghanistan, and that's not what he said in that passage.
And it seems to me the implicit message, Kathleen Hall Jamieson, is I haven't forgotten about the economy, don't worry, which I think is very dangerous heading into a fall election campaign. Haven't forgot about the economy, that sends a pretty dangerous message.
There's a problem that presidents have now because they're afraid to deliver the long speech. This is about 19 minutes. The speech needed to say combat mission is over. After all, that's why he's giving the speech. But it needed to spend at least as much time on the economy as it did on that kind of statement, and legitimately and importantly praising the work that was done by the troops and memorializing the lives that are lost. The American people are sitting in living rooms anxious about the economy, anxious about their own future, and they didn't hear enough reassurance in that speech about it, and they didn't hear enough specifics about what President Obama is doing now and has already done about the economy to make this a speech that did what it needed to do on that most important topic.
All right, moving back to the war then, I'm wondering, and some of the conservative commentators after the speech suggested this, that the president should have taken maybe a Roosevelt approach and declared a kind of victory, said we've done an enormous service to the Iraqis and really played up that this is a positive moment. It seemed like he didn't dare to go there. What's your take?
Had he done that, the speech would have damned itself historically, because it would have set in place criteria for assessing his presidency that are unlikely to be met. That would have been a mistake. Republicans calling for that were disappointed that they hadn't sprung their trap.
So he avoided mission accomplished, but he didn't necessarily set out a vision. Is this a president sort of in a box?
It's a president in a very difficult situation. It's a speech that he probably didn't need to give, given that it didn't accomplish what he needed to, creating some sense of finality I don't think he could have on Iraq, and more importantly, created a vision about what he has done and will do on the economy.
There's your takeaway. A speech perhaps he didn't need to give, according to Kathleen Hall Jamieson, professor of communications and director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. On Obama from the Oval Office last night. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.